Final hour of the program here. Chase, Willie, D-Mace on this Monday. Roster moves going on around the league. It'll be finalized tomorrow. And then the countdown to the regular season for the NFL is on. It's a full week of college football ahead of us. We'll have the silly underdog picks later this week. We'll debut that. So we are really getting into the groove now. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. We'll have trivia at 1:30. It is an outstanding trivia question that Chase McCabe, doing his homework, has come up with. We'll have tickets to the Blended Festival when it's on the line at 1:30. We'll have our three fantasy questions of the day during this hour as well. But we started off, as we promised earlier, with Gentry Estes with the Tennessean. We're going to bounce around to a couple different topics. A lot going on right now. Gentry, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, good to be with you guys.
All right, Gentry, we're going to hit you with a number of different things here. You're covering the whole scene. Let's start with Vanderbilt. A good win for them against Hawaii in the big announcement today about the naming rights to the stadium, to where, you know, in reading a little bit more about it, it looks like it just goes beyond, you know, take the check from First Bank. It looks like they want to really try to do some things in the modern times as times change in athletics college-wise.
Yeah, just kind of the next step on this Vandy United push that they've been on for a while now, and I do think it's, you know, I thought for a while it's a really positive step and something that had kind of been long overdue, honestly, with the football program at least, in terms of upgrading facilities. And you can see some of the work that had already taken place. They had to scrimmage this preseason out at Ensworth because the stadium wasn't available. They got new turf there. They've done some work already in the facility in McGugan. So, you know, there's a lot of encouraging developments on that front for a university that I think needed to probably step it up financially with their athletic department, and they have.
How optimistic should you be based on especially how far they've come from last year, losing to East Tennessee State? You watch Hawaii, you don't think they're going to light the world on fire. They're going to be pretty weak. But winning 63-10 and dominating going away, what can that do for them?
Yeah, no doubt. Impressive. I remember going back in the spring and in the preseason, I'm watching some practices and some scrimmages here and there, and I'm thinking, all right, this team's better, like maybe quite a bit better. But you don't want to sound the alarm too much on that, because I wanted to see it in a real game. I wanted to see what, honestly, we saw in the second half of that game. That Vanderbilt showed on both sides of the ball, honestly, that they were quite a bit better. They were more aggressive. They were more confident. They just looked like a completely different team from the one that opened last season. And that's a big deal to me, even though I do think they were playing a pretty bad team in Hawaii. I think Hawaii's probably in for a long season. But that was a game going in. Vanderbilt should win that game. I think they were favored by almost 10 points to win that game. And to have them win it easily like that, I think made a real statement. I mean, this is a team that, well, last year they're playing UConn in a game that was among the worst teams in FBS, and they barely won it. You know, it's a big, big change.
We're talking with Gentry Estes. You can follow him on Twitter at Gentry _Estes for the Tennessean. Now, Gentry, looking at this team, they did a lot of good things this past weekend. Ended up scoring 63 points. I can't tell you the last time I seen a Vandy scoreboard that had 63 points in their favor.
I saw one that the other team had 63.
Yeah, I've seen that, but not Vandy. But they did a lot of things well offensively and defensively. What are some things that you saw that heading into the next game that possibly they need to correct?
The first 10 minutes was, it's like I wrote, it was the same old Vandy, right? Mm-hmm. That was the thing. As lopsided as that game ended up being for the most of the first quarter up until the very end there, when they scored a couple of start taking control of the game. First 10 minutes of the game wasn't very good. I mean, there were the bad penalty killed the first offensive possession, the second offensive possession, you're throwing a ball away on 4th and 5. I think the slow start there is a little concerning. I think, you know, when you're playing a team, when you're going to be playing some teams in the SEC where you'd be down 21-0 before you realize what's going on, But I think for the most part, they showed a lot of maturity and confidence to take control of the game and not to let that rattle them. I think in the past that certainly had been the case, and you know, and then once they got their footing and realized how much better they were than Hawaii, it was over. And I think they're going to gain a lot of confidence from that more than anything, having a slow start and I think rebounding the way they did.
Yeah, because they ultimately, after that first, you know, quarter or first few minutes, they seemed to settle in, and the defense picked up. Wright did an excellent job at running the football, but then he did an excellent job too. There's still some things I think he needs to get better at. But for the most part, with that team, playing that team, Hawaii, I think he did a really good job at distributing the ball amongst his receivers. But their running back situation, I think this is going to be one of the bright spots for this team moving forward this season.
No question. I mean, Rocco Griffin comes in not as the starter there toward the end of the half, and, you know, Hawaii can't tackle him. They wanted nothing to do with Rocco Griffin. I tweeted about at halftime saying, you know, if I'm Vandy, I make Hawaii tackle that guy a lot more. And he's, you know, and Ray Davis is the guy ahead of him. So, yeah, they're pretty good at I would say they're, when it comes to running backs, that's probably the strongest part of the whole team. But I'll tell you, you know, early in that game on Hawaii's first touchdown, they had a 37-yard touchdown where the guy wasn't even touched. Ball carrier out of the backfield. They messed up the run fits. And it was two seniors in Anthony Orji and Maxwell Worship, who I think are two of the better players on that defense. You know, kind of let that happen. By the end of the quarter, those were the two responsible for the fumble. With Worship making the hit and Orji taking it. So I think that was that to me spoke volumes about the fact of them figuring out very quickly how to get where they need to be. And I think Mike Wright did that too. You know, he had a bit of a slow start, but after that he was pretty good.
We'll talk with Gentry Estes of the Tennessean. Now the Titans finished up their last preseason game. Obviously, they're trying to get down to 53 men pretty soon here. What did you think of Malik Willis's last performance?
You know, I thought it was a good bit better. I feel like he improved a lot over this training camp, and I think the Titans obviously made a real commitment to giving him more reps in practice, giving him a lot more snaps in these preseason games, and I think it paid off. I think you've got to. I think a little too much was probably made of some of Malik's struggles in practice earlier in preseason. I think it was a lot of stuff that was pretty common for any rookie. One of the things I've always said about him is I love his mentality when it comes to move on to the next play, not let mistakes get him down. I mean, he seems unfazed by things that I think would rattle a lot of younger quarterbacks, and I think you saw that over the course of this preseason. I think he was really able to focus on what was important and become a better quarterback in the way they wanted him to be one, be a little more polished, a little more pocket presence, deciding where to go with the ball. And you saw a good bit more of that in this third game. Now, is that enough to where the Titans would feel comfortable with him as the backup all season? I'm still not so sure about that. I don't really know how that's going to go. To where if Willis becomes that number two, do they look for someone else? Is Logan Whiteside on the practice squad? There's still a lot of unanswered questions there.
Yeah, that seems to be what everybody's tossing around, Gentry, is are you willing to risk losing Whiteside to keep that extra roster spot? In a perfect world, Whiteside is on the practice squad, and you still have him available if and when the time comes that you need to really explore the backup quarterback. So how do you feel about that one?
I think they'd probably get away with it if they tried to do it, but how do you know? You don't know. There could be one team out of 31 that just loves Logan Whiteside and wants to take that chance. So, I mean, obviously it's a gamble, but I think in the Titans' case it would be a calculated gamble that they'd probably get away with. I like the idea of doing it. I did a 53-man projection yesterday, and the way I saw it working was you're either going to keep five receivers and three quarterbacks or two quarterbacks and six receivers. I didn't see a way to do both of those, and that's just how I saw it. But they're facing some very difficult decisions right now, and I don't know if you keep those three quarterbacks if you feel as though you can kind of hide Woodside on the practice squad for when you need him.
Who's the extra receiver that would be at stake in your theory there, that's where it comes down to? Because somewhere in there, if it's not the receiver, it's an extra defensive back, it's an offensive lineman, things like that. So when you were weighing it, you were weighing Woodside versus who at the wide receiver spot?
Two of them. And it's a good question, Willie, because I went back and forth on this, and it was the last thing I decided before I published the thing, was Cody Hollister or Des Fitzpatrick in that last spot. And I feel like five receivers are set, and I think we all know who those five are,
right?
Counting Ray McMath with Phillips and the other guys. But I'm still not sure on Des Fitzpatrick. I'm not sure the Titans are sure on Des Fitzpatrick. And I think Cody Hollister is a guy who has proven, they would trust him in a game. They've seen it before. So it kind of went between those two. I lean toward Hollister, but I think there's also certainly an option in which they go with five at that spot.
Something to look for. Gentry, any thoughts? I know Tennessee had their big first game day or game week press conference as they get ready for their opener against Ball State on Thursday. Any thoughts on them at the end of the preseason?
Yeah, I think they'll have a good game Thursday night, win pretty easily, and it'll go how we expect. I guess after Georgia State, you just can never assume that. But I think Tennessee is advanced beyond that now, and certainly with their expectations this season. I like Tennessee this year. I think they're set up to have to take some more strides from last season. I feel like they're better defensively. I think that's the big question whenever you play the way they play is, can you have big time success at this level of college football with the fast break offense when you're asking so much of your defense, when you're dead last in FBS and time of possession? You're going to need a lot more depth defensively to make that work than what they had last year. So to me, that's kind of a big question. Depth defensively and getting off the field, being better third down defensively. These are things you can kind of start watching for Thursday night in a game they should win pretty easily, because I think we're going to get to see a lot of guys play. It's a good opener for Tennessee. I think they can get their feet under them and get some momentum going.
Gentry, great insight. Thanks a lot for joining us. Good job bouncing around to all the big topics, and we'll talk to you again here very soon.